It's time for your WEKT 2024 Year in Review, brought to you by Kathy Morgan of Modern Woodmen of America, Southern Homes Realty and Backcountry Builders, Blunt Rural Health Center, City of Elkton, Todd County Attorney Jeff Trauber, Elkton Bank and Trust, Novellus, Todd County Health Department, and the Todd County Public Library.
The Todd County Central Lady Rebel basketball team advanced to the region championship game for the first time since 1991, using a huge fourth quarter rally in the semifinals to slip past Metcalf County 51-49. It was a 17-5 run to close the game that sent the Lady Rebels into the championship to play Bowling Green. That magic did not duplicate itself in the championship as Bowling Green advanced to the Sweet 16 with a 49-35 win. Todd Central finished the season with a record of 19-13. In track and field, senior Melanie Chamberlain came in 13th place in the 300-meter hurdles at the Class 1A state meet. Her time was a personal best and the third fastest in school history, and she just missed setting a school record by 0.34 seconds. Both Todd County Central soccer teams swept the boys and girls All-A Classic Region titles. The Rebels beat Owensboro Catholic 3-2 in the sectional round before losing to Oneida Baptist Institute in the All-A Classic state opener. Todd County would claim the 13th district title and advance to the 4th region semifinals, where Bowling Green ended Todd County's season in a third sport in the calendar year. Lady Rebels beat McLean County in the sectionals to advance to the All-A Classic State Tournament, where they lost to Brown. With a look back at 2024, I'm Scott Brown.
As the calendar turned to 2024, UK basketball fans weren't overly thrilled with John Calipari. On January 1st, the team stood at 10-2, having lost to Kansas by 5 and being upset by UNC Wilmington 80-73. After going through conference play, the team ended the season at 20-8, 10-5 in the conference. The restless fans, tired of being eliminated early in both the SEC and NCAA tournaments, saw Kentucky ranked as the number 2 seed going to Nashville. They faced number 7 Texas A&M in the SEC tournament quarterfinals and were sent packing 97-87. On Selection Sunday, UK received a number 3 seed and would face the number 14 seed, Oakland. Oakland handed UK and Calipari the 80-76 upset. It was UK's second loss to a double-digit seed in 3 years. At this point, the conflict between John Calipari and the fans reached a fever pitch. One thing, though, held back any possible change in coaching. Calipari's so-called lifetime contract called for him to be paid over $45 million if he was fired at UK. With this in place, it was doubtful that a change would be made. Shortly after the season ended in early April, rumors began to spread that Calipari was interested in the job at Arkansas. Calipari's contract had a clause stating that if he was interested in other jobs, he was required to tell UK that he was negotiating. To not do so would be a breach. Then when he went to athletic director Mitch Barnhart and asked him to match the Arkansas offer, UK called his bluff. His negotiations had basically voided his contract, and UK did not have to pay any salary for his leaving. On April 8th, after 15 years at Kentucky, Calipari was announced as the new basketball coach at Arkansas. Every single UK player on the 2023-24 Wildcat squad transferred with him or declared for the transfer portal. Baylor's Scott Drew and UConn's Dan Hurley both said no. And shockingly, on April 12th, the University of Kentucky named BYU coach Mark Pope as head coach. He was a former Wildcat and had captained the 1996 NCAA championship team. On April 14th, he was introduced before 20,000 Wildcat fans at a jam-packed Rupp Arena. His first job? To find some players. Other than recruits, he had none. And we'll pick up on this a little bit later. UK's women's team was facing a similar situation. After finishing 12-20 during the 23-24 season, Coach Kyra Elzey was fired after 4 seasons, and Mitch Barnhart swung for the fences, hiring Virginia Tech coach Kenny Brooks. Brooks had an over 20-year winning percentage of 720 and was named coach on March 26th. He also had to start from scratch and immediately hit the transfer portal to build a roster. By the end of 2024, Brooks' first Kentucky team was 11-1 and ranked in the top 15 in the nation. UK football came into the 2024 season riding an 8-season bowl streak, but there were negatives. In early August, just a month from the beginning of the season, it was announced that program violations during the 2021 season would cause UK to forfeit 10 victories that year, including a bowl victory. With that fresh in the news, UK went into 2024 with high hopes. Former five-star quarterback Brock Vandergriff had transferred in from Georgia, and UK had brought in offensive guru Bush Hamden, who was ready to take over the reins. Things did not go as planned. Kentucky ended the season at 4-8. Not only did the Cats lose all those games, they lost to arch-rival Louisville for the first time in 7 years. Blown out, in fact, 41-14. And for the first time in 8 seasons, UK would be sitting home during bowl season. Many fans were adamant that a change needed to be made. But much like Coach Calipari, a buyout for Mark Stoops was prohibitive. Stoops later declared that he was at UK to stay, that the problems were fixable, and that UK would hit the transfer portal to bring in the pieces needed. By the end of the year, Kentucky had lost around 20 players to the portal, and they'd brought in nearly 20, and their portal class was being ranked by the experts as a top 10 class. Mark Pope had done his job during the summer, and when it came time for basketball practice, there was a team of all new players. The so-called experts said, "Don't expect too much from this bunch." For Big Blue Madness on October 11th, Pope brought in his former coach Rick Pitino to rep for the event. Pitino, not exactly in good graces with BBN after his stint with Louisville, was greeted warmly and loudly by the fans. This "don't expect too much" bunch immediately started demanding respect, winning its first 7 games, including a win over 6th-ranked Duke, 77-72, then another over number 7 Gonzaga, 90-89, in overtime. By the time they beat number 6 Florida early in January, Kentucky was 12-2, and Mark Pope became the first UK coach since Adolph Rupp to win his first 3 games against top 10 opponents. Well, the Tennessee Titans started the season with former UK quarterback Will Levis as the starter, and with the brand new coach, Brian Callahan, who'd been named coach on January 22nd after the firing of Mike Vrabel. To say it was an up-and-down season would be misleading, but there were far more downs than ups. And the Titans finished the regular season at 3-14, tied for the worst record in the NFL. With that badge of dishonor, the team earned the rights to the first pick in the 2025 draft. Well, that's a brief look at state and national sports for 2024. On your Sports Edge, I'm Eddie Owen.